I'll back up. You need to see my hand. You need to be able to. The special music.
Sabbath, everybody. We're going to start singing or listening. You can feel free to sing through your mask. We're going to do the first Noel.
Thank you. shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they're keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so
thank you.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. I think we're quite lucky to have such talent here this morning. I could listen to him all day. I had another thing also planned for special music, but I wasn't able to get it projected. So what I'm going to do, it's really good to have and want you all to go for it. Walla Walla University sent a link to what their small choir put out for the churches to listen to and have as part of the service. That was very good. I listened to it last night. And what's really special about it is Julia is part of that choir, which was really cool. Did you see it?
No, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it looks very nice.
Yeah.
She looks beautiful. So I'm going to include that this week and the weekly when it goes out. It's just a link to that. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. The rest of our, I don't have a bulletin, so I'm going to have to read it to you. We already know that the Rivera guys have already blessed us, and they will continue to do that. I have a special music after I sit down, stop talking. I can't listen if you're talking. after the special music that they're going to do for us, then praise and prayer, and Jerry is going to do praise and prayer for us today. And then our message today will be by Robert Jones, which we'll be happy to have on here. And then we'll end with a little bit more music from these guys. I like to use them as much as possible while they're here.
Amen.
Thank you. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Okay, this is the story. This is the ballad. So it takes a few minutes. It's nice. To Joseph, so meek and so mild,
Sunshine, and it was just a lovely, lovely day. This is our time for praise and thanksgiving, and I'd like to point out a couple of things that are on my heart right now. This whole COVID thing has been really affecting the prisons around the country. last Friday, Stafford Creek had 85 cases. By Tuesday, they had 237 cases. And one man had died. They've locked them down. They're censoring all the JPay right now so that no negative things come out. And they're serving them two cold meals a day and showers twice a week. Let them out for showers twice a week. That's pretty indicative of the situation. I heard this morning that Airway Heights out near Spokane has 800 positive cases. So that's almost half of the population. I'd like us to remember in prayer these coming days, the men in prison around the country, those who are believers in Christ, that their testimony will be strong, that they'll radiate the joy and peace that comes with knowing Christ, and they might be a strong witness in the community. Can I have some other requests? Another request and other praises? Certainly, there must be some praises.
It's nice to have a new door in the chapel. Looks really well. Looks pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyone else? I'm thankful for Robert speaking today.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
I'm thankful to be worshiping together in the chapel, such a blessing to be able to play, in this place. I was thinking this morning, as I was preparing what to play, I was thinking of all the the time and effort that went to plan this building and all the people who worked hard to construct it. And then I know there were audio people who were, and they were hoping that there would be music in this place. And so the people who did music also put their heart into it, like the people who constructed it. It's all the glory of God. And so it's a blessing to be here.
Yes. Let's pray. Father, it's such a privilege to be able to meet with our family members in this church. We're grateful for our brothers and sisters in Christ, not only here, but around the world. We pray for those that are having difficulties meeting, those that are being persecuted, those who cannot worship and give thanks because of the danger that creates. We pray that many people this time of year will see the true message of Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas, and the implication to each of us that Jesus Christ came to forgive, to die on the cross, to be resurrected for us. And I'm thankful for that today. Thankful for so many things. I'm thankful for this family. Thankful for my brothers and sisters around the community and around the world who today and tomorrow are worshiping God for all the blessings that they have been given. So, Father, please be with us this week. May our testimony be strong in this community. May we be known as those who love our neighbors and love you. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of meeting together today and being part of your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Just want to say thank you to the Riviera for the music. That was great. Really appreciate you guys. I want to thank you all for letting me have this privilege to speak with you about God, something that's very precious to me, especially Jesus. He's so important to me at times. I don't even want to share what he's done in my life because it's so intimate to me. And how it's changed my whole family, my children, their mother, our relationship, and everything that has conspired with us, with him. And it's been just a beautiful transition. It had a hardship go through it, but it came about to making us a stronger family in the end. And I'm really grateful for that. And I'm grateful for all of you here to talk to you about it. So I'm going to take this time to pray real quick and almost. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, this beautiful day. You shine the sun on us once again, and I thank you. I ask you to give me the words that I need to get across to everybody here and how your son has changed my life and intervened in my life in ways that I cannot comprehend still yet. And I ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you all know a little bit about me. I'm here from the Micah House. That I've been here almost 2 years this April. And I'm very grateful for it. I'm grateful for Jerry. I'm grateful for this congregation. I'm grateful for everybody who's taken us in the house in and been loving to all of us and kind to all of us. And it's an amazing thing to see. Where I grew up in the church I grew up with, it seemed very fake. For me, at a young age, I learned the Bible very young. I learned all of it, and I thought I knew everything, and I didn't need to learn anymore. And I've cared for Christ mildly in my life when it was convenient for me. And I learned that I could do everything I wanted to do, so I figured it was just always on me. And that's what made my life happy at the time, at least. And I wasn't living a Christ life.
I had children, I have a wife, I had things, I had a place, I had everything you could think of that the Bible promises, but I didn't have a relationship with Christ. And I've learned through my experiences now that the two most important things in my faith is the words faith and love, which both those words are repeated in the Bible over 1,000 times. So apparently they're not wrong. I want to share with you some scripture that I find that really carries me. The first is in Peter. And right here, it says, "But let none of you suffer as murderers, a thief, or evildoers, or as busybody in other people's matters." And then also in Peter, First Peter 8, here we go. Misquote the Bible, sorry guys. And it says in Peter 2 that love covers a multitude of sins, or in some verses it says charity covers the multitude of sins. And for me, charity and love are one and the same. I think when you have that love that God has for us and you're expressing it to us, that we are loving unbalanced and that we are to show each other that love and not hold back like you would. Like, if I had love for my child, I would not hold back that love that I have for my child like I would hold back the love for Roy, Jerry, or any of my brothers here. I think that's the love that God wants us to express to one another. And that has been brought to my attention by my oldest son, who had a love for Christ that I still don't understand. His love for Christ is what brought his whole family back to Christ. And for me, that type of faith, I never had. I had maybe an eighth of that kind of faith in myself. And so his faith, when I got locked up, all he ever really said to me was, "Dad, love Christ and read the Bible." That's all he ever told me. Love God, love Christ and read the Bible. So I did, and I read it. I've read it many a times. I've read the Bible back to back, I would say at least over 15 times. And every time I've read it, I've gotten a little bit more. And since my son has expressed to me such faith in Christ, I had to figure there was something to it, because my love for him was stronger than any love I've ever had for anything. So I figured I had to take a note from his book. So as my faith has grown in Christ, I've learned all the things that have gone on, that his mother, who loathed the idea of church, who loathed Jesus because of her raising. She was raised in the church, forced to come to church every Sunday, forced to go to every little Bible study, forced to be that daughter of the pastor's wife that could play the piano and do all the little song and dances and all that. And she just loathed it. She loathed her mom and dad for it and everything. But now she's back loving Christ. She goes to church every Sunday without headache, without grumpiness, without cantankerous. And I'm really happy about that. Her new husband, he's brought to Christ as well. And he's pushing this on my children. My youngest son, he wants to be a pastor now. My oldest son does junior ministry for the whole congregation that we're for. So I am shocked all the time when I think of these things that are going on. You know, the contact I have with my kids is minimal, but I still get to talk to them. And whenever we talk, we always talk about God. It's what brings us together, what makes us have a bond, even though we're miles and miles away, that we can feel that love through one another. So I'm so grateful for Christ, and my faith has grown very much in him because of that. And it still weakens me to think that I had to use my son to find Christ, you know? And I, I, I see strength in him that I've never seen even in myself. So faith in Christ is what I think is the building blocks for us. And I think loving each other the way God loves us is another way of doing it. I'm certainly not the greatest at it. I'm humbled by the idea of it. And I see it in people here, and it wows me. When I tell people I know from my old past, people that I still talk to, that they don't have the love of Christ that I have in me right now, you know, and they don't believe some of the stories I tell them of the people that I've met, the encounters that I've had, not only in prison, but here. So I thank you guys for that. It strengthens my faith to see the faith in you strength. And I say that with the scriptures that I've gotten from Christ and the Bible, I mean, it just tells us everything we need to just continue our faith with him. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, and that man is Christ Jesus. Let's see, there's another one. John 15:16-17. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, and love one another. Well, when I was first coming to Christ, I loathed all the situations that brought me there. I didn't want to take full responsibility. I took some, but not full responsibility. And I wanted to just be cantankerous and angry and, you know, just mal. And so I started praying because the chaplain I spoke with said, you know, just pray. Pray when you're mad, pray at everything. So I did. I prayed at everything. I still do. But I prayed for my children to be happy and have a wonderful life with God. And I prayed for their mother to be happy and be able to have a great relationship with them and her new husband. And I prayed for those things. And I prayed for all those things to come. And they did. And they came in like, I mean, I couldn't even show you the size treasure chest that I feel in my heart, the things that came through them. You know, my children are just so enthralled with Jesus and God, I can't even understand it myself, personally. I at that age, I was more into ninjas. I'll be honest. You know, I mean, it was just how it was. And my kids, they're not like me, and they're not even like their mother. They're like a whole nother birth of Christ in my eyes. And it keeps my mind focused on what's important with Christ and what's important with interaction with people who are in love with Christ and people who aren't. Because you got to show that love to those people more than you would to the person that you know already has found Christ. And I've experienced that a few times on this island already. And I've seen some people come around to Christ, and I have seen some people that just tell me how much they can't stand the idea of being a Christian. And I pray for them just as well. My faith in that, I think, is what's continuously carrying me. And I would love to see others from the Micah house carry on this tradition of this, that love. And I do. I see it in the brothers that I have here, and I see it in the congregation that I've been accepted here. And I recently been baptized, as you all know, and Sam. And it was an amazing experience for my life. It was cold, but it was amazing. And I'm hoping to see everybody that ever comes through the Micah house go through that baptism and give themselves fully to Christ, because I think it's a beautiful thing. And it feels like a wash of things that were in your past go. That's what I felt. And I believe that because of the faith I have in Christ, and that he will take those things from me. And he will continue to carry me in loving manners as he has so far. And there's days where I'm not happy, and I still thank him. And, you know, and this island does help. Don't get me wrong. We are all very blessed and lucky. This place is fantasy island beyond measure. I mean, if you're really in a bad way, all you have to do is go look for some views. That will bring it all under perspective. You know, I mean, if he could create you to be cranky, he could create this. I think your crankiness could go away, you know? So it's one of those things, you know, like Christ is so strong that we think it's just us, but he moves in us. He moves in others around us to make things happen in ways that we don't understand and comprehend always until the the picture's finished. And like in class this morning with Steve, he was talking of how we're gonna get the salvation of Christ and all the things, the building blocks that I was kind of, his bullet points, I call them building blocks of Christ. Because some of those things, I just didn't see how they adapted into my life in the present moment. And as I get a little older and I hit my head a few more times working in lumber, I'm starting to see the light in those things, you know? I mean, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to take in other people's lives and not be so selfish and look past your own nose to notice that God loves you and he's showing his love through you by other people. So I'm thankful for that, but I'm thankful for all of you. And I'm thankful for the music again, guys. You guys are awesome, even with the sweater. I appreciate everything. And I hope that this congregation stays as strong in faith and love as I've seen it to this time. And I love the amount of lack of fear you guys have in faith in Christ. And that to me is a very important thing, because fear is not for us. Fear is just the opposite. So keeping our strength and love in Christ is what guides me here every week. And I want it to continue to do so until it's time for me to move. Thank you guys for your day. Have a good, blessed Sabbath. Thank you.
Thank you for being here with us today. We're going to continue to play for a little bit, but I just wanted to say how wonderful it has been to be in the chapel today. How wonderful that is. I hope we can continue that. Certainly our goal. Let's just have a word of prayer as we dismiss. Thank you so much, Lord, for everything that you do for us. We are so unaware of how you protect us and guide us, but we give that to you, Lord, and thank you for that. Be with us this week, keep us safe, and may we always be open to sharing your love with others. Thank you for that, Lord. We love you. Amen.
Thank you.